Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA and Liam Sullivan, the director of the farm program at Northfield Mount Hermon. I knew it was a wonderful educational institution, but I didn't realize that a farm program was part of that education. And not only are you the director of the farm program at Northfield Mount Hermon, you are a in my estimation, recent alumni of Northfield Mount Hermon.
Yes.
You graduated when?
In 2005.
So this century.
Yeah. I believe this century, yes.
This millennia.
Yes.
Even. And so when you were a student there, were you part of the farm program?
I was a part of the farm program. I grew up around a lot of farms in the valley and knew my predecessor, Richard Odeman, as a boy and had visited the farm, loved the farm, and I fulfilled my what we call work job credit there. Everyone has to work 4 hours a week at the school.
Uh-huh. Talk to me a little bit more about that. Northfield Mount Hermon mostly boards their students.
Yes, we have mostly boarding students, about 650 total. I think it's about 500 boarding.
Uh-huh. And working.
Working weekly. Is a big part of student life.
Yeah.
Everybody has to work 4 hours a week now. It used to be 10 hours a week, used to be more than that.
Kids these days.
You know, there's been a farm at the school for over 130 years.
Wow.
They used to grow all their own food, but the farm program as we know it now is started in 1978, you know, mm-hmm. right around the oil crisis. People were going back to the land to learn more about things like applied ecology.
What did you learn as a student when you were part of the farm program that you now run at Northfield?
Well, I was fortunate to learn a lot about myself and, you know, my attitude towards work. In the first couple of years I was there, you know, I just thought of it like, blah, blah, I'm doing my job. But then as I came to be in more of a leadership role, I started to realize I actually like this work. I want to do something like this. And that's what began my foraying into agriculture.
Did you then graduate and go to college, or what did you do after?
I didn't go to college right away. I had no clue what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. So I took a year off and worked for City Year, which is an AmeriCorps program in Boston.
Very cool.
And worked with Mike Wisman in Sunderland at Warner Farm.
Oh, yeah. Mike's Mays, Mike.
You know, I had summer jobs washing dishes and helping out catering, but I decided I wanted to at least try working on a farm because I'd grown up in the valley.
And
I loved it. I fell in love with it. Living in Boston, I read a lot about farming, you know, from the socio-political perspective, and really realized it was something that I really wanted to do.
Mm.
And I ended up working with Mike for about 6 years. I went to UMass, studied agriculture. We started a CSA at the farm and was able to get a lot of really good hands-on managerial experience. When the job opened up at Northfield Mount Hermon, I was as ready as I could be at, you know, 24.
But being an alum and knowing that farm and stuff probably came in really handy.
Especially for understanding what it's like for the students. You know, you learn so much about how an institution works that you don't see when you're a student.
So when people say, like, did it help you in terms of finding your career to have gone to Northfield Mount Hermon, you could say, yeah, it really helped me land my job.
Yeah, it really did for me.
Is farming different than it was when you were there? Does it essentially feel like the same situation? Are kids approaching it similarly to the way you approached it when you were a kid a decade ago? Graduating from Northfield?
Well, I think yes and no. A big part of my charge earlier in my time was to kind of carry the torch of the previous farm program and make sure that it, you know, remained viable in the ways that it was created, but also to take it into the future. So we're trying to get more people involved on the farm, make it more of a community farm. We just started a science of farming class at NMH.
Uh-huh.
So we're having a science class that's actually focused and based around the farm.
Are there a lot of kids that have no farming background at all and this is a totally new world to them?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had to essentially teach students how to use a shovel, which is great. That's a lot of the beauty.
And you hold.
Yeah. Yeah. I handed a shovel to a girl once and she asked me how to use it. And at first I was kind of taken aback, but she was being totally honest.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, cool.
That's
a great place to start because such a great perspective.
Right. And I'm willing to ask the question.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Not afraid. There are a bunch of interesting farm products that you have brought with you here.
So here we are in the midwinter, which of course reminds me of winter fair happening at the Amherst Winter's Market. But so you have all this stuff right now available at the farm store which anyone can go to. So what do you
got? It's right there on campus?
It's right there on campus, yep, on Mount Hermon Road, which kind of splits off of Main Road Gill, if you're driving fast up in Gill or in the area. We also sell raw milk on the farm. We milk anywhere from 3 to 6 Jersey cows. We make cheese and
ice cream.
Trying
to give Cliff a run for his money at up in Gill?
No, far from it. They have more business than milk most of the time.
What happens?
Really popular.
Where does the money go to?
It goes back into the farm and into the school.
Uh-huh.
So we're, for the most part, a self-sustaining program.
You've got this thing I'm going to use in the bathrooms here at the river, lavender hydrosol.
We heard rumors you needed something like that, Monty.
Don't come in there around 4 o'clock in the morning. It's like
I won't.
But this is going to come in handy for the other hosts who are here early. But this is interesting, and I don't think I've ever had this before. It's cider syrup. What is it?
It's essentially what you might see called a cider reduction at a place like the Hope and Olive.
Oh yeah, so they use it.
It's boiled cider. Yeah, right. It's a great glaze for pork or squash or Brussels sprouts.
Uh-huh. Or pancakes.
Well, no,
and don't tell the kids, but it's a great cocktail starter.
You wouldn't just drink it straight up like I'm doing right now.
Well, we will.
It's good, though.
Yeah, it's a really unique flavor.
This would go great on the ice cream you make.
Yes, that's another great way to use it.
So if 5 years from now we were interviewing you again with Monty, what would we hear that might be a little bit different than now?
I think we're going to have a bigger focus on vegetable production for the dining hall and really get students involved from the seed to harvest and kind of see that process through. We're putting the building blocks in place for it right now, trying to build a root cellar and a cheese cave to have some storage and make that happen. Some ways we're moving back in the direction of being a big farm at a little school that, you know, really helps to support the school.
Because historically,
right,
grew all of its own food.
Yep.
I think that's amazing. Liam Sullivan, the director of the farm program at Northfield Mount Hermon, and Phil Corman from CESA. CESA's winter fair comes to the Amherst Farmers Market, the winter market, this Saturday. Find out more at buylocalfood.org.